It's EV News briefly for the weekend. It is Saturday, 24th of January. I'm Martin Lee. Let's get you up to speed if you are just surfing into this and want to get your EV news nice and quickly. Well, first up, the new Alpine A290 is now 75% of Alpine's business. It is a very small car maker, but since going electric, they have seen explosive sales growth. The electric BMW M3 looks like it's going to be a bit of a monster. Four motors, Neue Klasse platform, and just huge performance. But they're also going to add to it lots of poppy, bangy exhaust noises, which they do say you'll be able to turn off. But they are modelling V10s and V8s, they say, from BMW's heritage, so that you'll feel the experience of driving an EV. I'm not sure I'd have that turned on after we tried it as a party trick and had a little play, and then, yeah, they can all go. Now, Tesla looks like it's shrinking Berlin, but they won't tell us why. Official employment numbers have gone down from 12,400 to 10,700. It's a 14% drop. But Tesla said, we aren't getting smaller, even though fewer people are working there. So they haven't clarified why. That could be temporary contracts that have gone in the last 12 months, or voluntary redundancies, or anything else. But the plant manager there saying, nope, nothing to see here. Okay, well, we'll wait and see if they're winding down Berlin a little bit. It's massively overcapacity. It has overcapacity, and Europe could easily be served by, say, Giga Shanghai, if they ever wanted to sell Berlin to a different car maker, but that might be getting ahead of ourselves. BYD wants to put in their ultra-rapid chargers to Great Britain. They work at 1,000 kilowatts. They call them flash chargers, so your flash new motor on your flash charger. 300 of them. Woo! Bye. The end of the year? Wow, that is a huge investment. And I must say, I'm slightly skeptical, because the grid connections alone and finding the land, and I'm sure they can do the hardware. That's the easy bit. It's difficult to do, but they say they're working on it for the new Denza Z9 GT, which will make the most of those charges when they bring that car here in April. Doug Ford wants Ontarians to boycott Canadian cars. There's only one slight flaw in his plan. There aren't any really Chinese cars in Canada to boycott. However, he's still very upset that Chinese cars will be coming back onto Canadian soil. 49,000 a year is the limit. Although I say Chinese cars, of course, that'll be Teslas and Polestars and Lotuses and things like that, as well as the Chinese brands, as Canada gets rid of their 100% tariff on Chinese EVs. Geely say that the Russian doll look for their EVs doesn't work, so they're restyling their plug-in hybrids, even though they use loads of the same parts as the all-electric EX5. For instance, the Starray EMI plug-in hybrid from Geely, when it arrives in Britain, will look different. Volvo have backed away slightly from their 100% EV promise and said, we think people might want long-range plug-in hybrids. And I think they're probably right. It'd be no good for me. And I certainly wouldn't want to have any oily bits and maintaining the battery and an aging engine in 15 years' time. But Volvo say that 100 miles of range for the next generation plug-in hybrids would be their benchmark. And I do think that's kind of sensible, because then if you don't charge it every single night, you can probably still do your mileage every day on electric power, which does beg the question, why have you got an engine? So there we go. VW had a great year last year. They made 6 billion euros in net cash. They're 4 billion euros in a better off place than they predicted. Things are going well for VW in Europe. Now the biggest brand of EV sellers, Pure BEVs, leapfrogging Tesla. And NIO say they've reached 250,000 battery swaps in Europe. But in context, they do that in 2.5 days back home in China. That's briefly.